AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia's main demand is to keep Ukraine out of NATO. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. response to Russia remains no.
From our perspective, I can't be more clear. NATO's door is open, remains open, and that is our commitment.
A written response was delivered to Russia. If the demands are rejected, Russia has warned it would quickly take retaliatory measures.
We're open to dialogue. We prefer diplomacy. And we're prepared to move forward where there is the possibility of communication and cooperation. If Russia de-escalates its aggression toward Ukraine, stops the inflammatory rhetoric, and approaches discussions about the future of security in Europe in a spirit of reciprocity.
President Biden will get to pick his first Supreme Court justice. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
28 years ago, then Senator Biden praised Bill Clinton's high court pick.
These qualities will serve Steve Breyer well, in my view, on the Supreme Court.
Now, President Biden will choose Stephen Breyer's replacement. The 83-year-old liberal justice is retiring, clearing the way for the president to fulfill a pledge to nominate the nation's first black female justice. That won't change the court's 6-3 conservative tilt. Breyer has spent years trying to forge majorities with more moderate justices, but it took a while for him to get comfortable. Being the new justice isn't easy.
It's a little frightening. You have to stay calm.
Breyer's advice? Listen before you talk. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A South Dakota House committee approved a proposal from Republican Governor Kristi Noem to ban transgender women and girls from competing in school sports leagues that match their gender identity. The EPA announced a series of enforcement actions to address air pollution, unsafe drinking water, and other problems afflicting minority communities in three Gulf Coast states. This is AP News. An uptick in weekday weddings that started during the pandemic have continued into 2022.
Some coveted wedding venues are still backed up because of rescheduling caused by COVID, and more couples are traveling again for destination ceremonies. The wedding planning site The Knot says weekday weddings are expected to rise by about 2% this year when compared to pre-pandemic years. Though most weddings will take place Fridays through Sundays, about 10% will be held the other days of the week around the U.S. And if you're getting married, congratulations. I'm Julie Walker.
In Tehran in recent weeks, men have smashed cream pies into the faces of hapless bystanders on subway escalators. Actors posing as private taxi drivers have opened fire on passengers with red paint guns. Young people have tossed eggs at unwitting pedestrians. It's all been caught on video, and police in Tehran say they've made 17 arrests, accusing them of inciting public panic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.